Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know what? Elliot Shore Parks had no choice, Al. He had to cover it. He's the beat reporter for NJ.com.
He is.
Covering the Eagles, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Elliot, how hard was it to go from covering all those great playoff games and the Super Bowl to covering last night's first preseason game?
Well, after watching Matt McGloin last season, Joe Callahan was a little bit of a step up. So it certainly wasn't the Super Bowl, but at least we had a little bit better quarterback play for the four quarters I was forced to sit there and watch.
All right, well, then let's start with the quarterbacks because we really were not impressed with Nate Sudfeld. Elliot, give us your thoughts.
You know, he looked exactly like he has in training camp, which is just extremely inconsistent. I mean, the two interceptions he had, the first one was just a terrible read, and that's kind of something he has been doing in practices. But, you know, there was positive there. That touchdown pass he had to Goddard where he sidestepped the pressure, you know, moved up in the pocket, waited, and then found Goddard. For a guy that 6'6", you know, he really does have some special tools there as a quarterback prospect. But overall, what you saw last night is – any talk of this team, you know, trading Foles and being comfortable with Sudfeld as the top backup is really, it's really premature because although Sudfeld, as you saw last night, does have, you know, the ability to make some plays, he just isn't there yet. So overall, I didn't think Sudfeld made the most out of his reps with his chance to really kind of impress.
Hey, Ellie, I know why Wentz didn't play. Why didn't Foles play?
Well, Foles says he's dealing with, neck spasms. And yeah. So I would, you know, assume that's the main reason. I do think that they're not, you know, overly eager to get him in a game. Obviously, he showed last year that he's able to kind of come off the bench cold and play. I don't think getting preseason reps is super important for him. But, he didn't practice leading up to the game because of the issues with his neck. So it's certainly something to keep an eye on going forward.
So what do you think? Does he play next week? Do they just need him in one game so they use game three? What's your best guess on when we'll see even the backup?
Yeah, my guess is if you see Foles this preseason, it'll maybe be in week three. I think one thing Doug has really done during training camp and then last night was he doesn't feel the need to really push the guys who played. I know Foles didn't play a ton last year, but, you know, guys that were part of that playoff run, Jason Peters didn't really play last night. Foles went, you can go on, Aguilar. So I think that, you know, with how much these players played because of the Super Bowl run, you're going to go a little easy on them. And I think they want to see Sudfeld. They want to get him a lot of reps. So I think when you combine those two things, I think game three against the Browns, when you'll really start to see some of the guys who will be playing in, at the start of the season.
All right. Well, that means if you're planning your summer, it's going to be a ton more Nate Sudfeld out. something you might want to plan ahead for. And Wentz, I got to always get your read on Wentz,
yeah.
Elliot. You still think he's starting the season?
I do. I know me and Hollis disagree on this.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Still hanging in, though. Okay.
I do. Yeah.
So then, but he won't play any preseason.
I don't think he'll play in the preseason, though. It really depends on, you know, whether you think he's going to play week one is whether you think Doug is basically lying up at the podium. Because Doug has said multiple times he's seen everything he needs to see from Wentz, and that's why he's pulling him out of 11-on-11. It's not about a setback or anything like that. He basically said flat out that those days he saw Wentz in the team drills, he liked what he saw. Wentz has said his goal remains week one. So unless they're lying up there, you know, I take them at their word in this instance, which it can be a little dangerous to do sometimes. But I still think Wentz plays week one.
All right. Let's do the running backs while we're at it, because we did get a little look at Ajayi and we got a look at Clement. I'm a Clement guy myself. I love that kid. How's that going to shake down? Is Ajayi going to be the main guy, or are we going to see Clement over the course of the season get more and more carries because he looks like he might be really, really good?
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made that he's currently the best running back on the roster. And I definitely think he's the running back that the coaches trust the most. You saw that toward the end of last season in terms of just the big spots they gave him the ball. Last night, he looked great. Ajayi, you know, in his defense, the blocking he got on a few of his runs was not great. But I think heading into the season, Ajayi will be the starter. But I think, you know, after the first 3 or 4 weeks, I think you'll really start to see the carries kind of even out, or at least the total touches. I think they're more comfortable throwing the ball to Clement out of the backfield than they are Ajayi. But those will be the top two guys, with Sproles getting in there on a, you know, third down and then hurry up offense.
All right, Elliot, we kind of believe if there had to be a breakout star last night, it was Dallas Goedert. Give us your thoughts on what you saw from the rookie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny how obviously winning the Super Bowl and the Wentz injury really kind of overshadowed this whole rookie class. I can't remember the last time there was less buzz about a team's first pick heading into training camp. But, you know, he's been doing this all training camp. He's just been an absolute beast in the red zone. I track the stats every day. He has 4 touchdowns, which is more than anybody else on the team in training camp. And then last night you saw why. I mean, he's just a big physical guy. He did have that one drop early on, but outside of that, you know, he does a great job catching the ball for a guy his size. And I think in the red zone this year, you're really going to see them use him a lot. I mean, him and Ertz together are going to be really tough for opposing defenses to defend. And then when you add Alshon, those are 3 really big bodies. So, you know, it's early, obviously. You don't want to get too much over one preseason game, but ever since Goddard started training camp and then last night, I think the Eagles have to be really, really encouraged by what they've seen.
All right, while we're on the draft, we saw some new people. Maddox is the other top pick. Avante Maddox, the cornerback. What did you see last night, and what have you seen at training camp, Elliot? Is he going to be able to help right away?
Well, the good news is they're not going to need him to. I mean, you know, they're pretty deep at cornerback. Yeah, so,
right.
I mean, one of the issues with him coming out of Pittsburgh was that you know, size was considered an issue for him. And you saw that last night on that long reception he gave up down the sideline. He really just got out-jumped for the ball there. You know, he's starting to move up the depth chart a little bit in practice. He'll be on the roster because I think they still view him as an important part of that secondary in the future. But I would be very surprised. I mean, barring, you know, a bunch of injuries and trades, I don't think you're going to see him play a ton this year on defense.
And what did you think of the punter? I was really impressed with the new punter.
Yeah. Well, you always love punter talk, right? That's how you know.
That 81-yarder that they brought back because of the penalty, that dazzled Al. Al really enjoyed that punt.
Inside the 20?
Yeah. Good. What did you think of the punter?
I mean, in all seriousness, though, it is a very important topic because, you know, this is a starting position, and you can't hide a bad punter. So, you know, Cameron Johnson's never punted, you know, in a regular season game. So he's certainly a question mark. I thought he punted great last night. Obviously, the 81-yarder was extremely impressive, but I think he had 3 punts that were over 53 yards. He pinned him inside the 20 3 times. So for his first game, I mean, he faced a lot of pressure. I don't think the Eagles are, like, close to cutting him, but at the same time, you know, he is the only punter in camp, and if he's not getting the job done, they'll move on. So I thought he did a great job last night.
All right, and a linebacker is probably the biggest weakness on the team. Would you say that, Elliot?
I think backup offensive line is pretty shaky. I think you saw that last night with Stamalu. But, you know, when you take into account that Bradham will be suspended week 1 and Hicks is coming off that injury, I could definitely see an argument for linebacker being the weakest on the team.
All right, by the way, you just set off Hollis again. Hollis, is there anything you want to say about Chance Womack?
Oh, God.
He hates Chance Womack, Elliot.
I can see why. I'm sure the quarterbacks hate him, too.
He's not good, huh?
Yeah. Not at all.
That's not really a competition with Wisniewski this year, is it?
It better not be.
I gotta ask you about Kamu Grugier-Hill, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to get a lot of playing time?
He should, and I think he will. I mean, he's you know, an elite athlete for that linebacker position. And you saw last night, I mean, the guy just makes plays. Even during training camp, he's done a good job, you know, rushing the passer. He's very good in coverage, which is something the Eagles could use among their linebackers. And it's really him versus Nate Geary at this point for that third linebacker spot. But I thought coming off last night, you have to view Grugier-Hill in the lead. He had a team high 6 tackles, you know, showed off that athleticism. So, you know, the Eagles don't play 3 linebackers a ton. You know, even the starter will only play about 30% of the snaps. But I think he really fits what they're looking for, and he certainly earned the job up to this point.
Elliot, do you feel a special connection with Kamu Grugier-Hill because he, like yourself, is a three-named man?
The funny thing is every time I type his name, I get annoyed by it, and I'm like, well, that must be how everyone feels when they have to spell my name out.
All right. Has he ever explained why he uses the three names?
You know, I haven't asked him, but I think this could be a good feature coming up, right. You know, me and him explaining the hyphen. So
well,
I'll have
I would
to do that.
Like to know the hyphen myself. What made you go with the three names, Elliot?
Well, I was given it at birth, so it wasn't exactly my decision.
Oh.
But it's just my dad's last name and my mom's last name.
Really? And they put them together. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, Elliot, this is a true story. My mom's 97. I still, every time I see her, I go, Mom, Angelo Cataldi. What did you think?
She
I
was going to
be.
You are?
It sounds like I'm coming off the boat every time I say the name. What's wrong with Michael Cataldi? What's wrong with something a little more, you know?
Generic.
Yeah. Thank you. Nothing at all, Elliot. Well, I love your work, Elliot. Thank you as always. I'm sure the games will get more exciting as we get closer to the real ones in a few weeks. Thanks, buddy.
Let's hope. Talk to you soon.
Elliot Shore Parks with some great insights into what's going on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.